Breaking up is hard to do. Splitting up might be a little easier, especially if your company is facing intense pressure from a billionaire shareholder activist. That's the story this morning out of Motorola, the giant cell phone manufacturer. The company is saying this morning that it will separate its struggling handset unit from its other operations. The move might be a response to pressure from activist investor Carl Icahn. Icahn owns nearly 6.5% of Motorola and has been pressuring the company for quite some time to split off that business. He has also sued Motorola this week in an attempt to investigate the company's strategy for improving its business, especially its handset business. Now, sales of Motorola phones fell 38% in the fourth quarter of 2007, while nearly all of Motorola's competitors saw gains during that period. Icahn has been seeking four seats on Motorola's board, and as of Tuesday, the company offered Icahn's investment firm two board seats, which Icahn flatly rejected. Since Icahn began agitating for a change at Motorola, several executives have stepped down from the company, including former CEO Ed Zander. Shares of Motorola are down 45% in the past year. As for how the split will work, well, one business will focus exclusively on cell phone handsets, including Motorola's popular Razr model. That business has been struggling due to market saturation and competition from other players, including Apple with its iPhone, also Nokia, and Research in Motion with the BlackBerry. The other business will focus on the fastest growing parts of Motorola's business, including network equipment, cable TV set-top boxes, and also two-way radios. We'll keep an eye on shares of Motorola for you throughout the day. You can get more information right here on our site, cnnmoney.com.